A few dozen girls are in a circle outside the Ray Stedman Elementary School. They're singing songs and dancing around on top of the gray gravel near the playground.
We're making a purple stew-ba-bop, stew-ba-bop. We're making a purple stew-wee-doo-wee-doo-wee-doo. Purple tomatoes and purple tomatoes and we want you.
The Girl Scouts traveling camp goes to a new remote Alaska community every week. In Petersburg, the girls have been meeting every day, learning social and educational skills. Now they are being led through sing-along songs by a few Girl Scout leaders. One of them is Josie Ward. She's a college student in Missouri, but is spending part of her summer in Alaska helping run the camps. She talked to me about how the camp's been going.
This week's been really fun. We have all the girls. We have, I think, 34 overall, which is a lot, but we are having the Forest Service come out tomorrow for a day at Sandy Beach. We've done a lot of STEM activities and outdoor skills with the Girl Scouts, so we'll be teaching first aid and fire building and things of that nature.
So STEM is science and technology?
Yeah, it's science, technology, engineering, and math, and that's a big push in education right now, and we're definitely trying to incorporate that into our camps. So today the girls will be building catapults, and we have a botanist coming to teach the girls about like the outdoor area.
Sounds like they're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. They're definitely high energy, and it's refreshing each week to get new girls because each week everyone's excited, and that really helps me keep my energy up.
And looks like the ages, there's a huge age range too.
Yeah, so it starts, you have to be entering kindergarten in the fall. We are open to girls 4 to 18, but we typically serve girls in K through 6. This year we were able to open up a program aid opportunity for older girls, so girls entering 6th grade and above. We're able to come to a training on Sunday and learn leadership skills, and then we give them opportunities throughout the week to use those leadership skills to keep them engaged when there's so many younger kids.
How long have you been with Girl Scouts? Did you do Girl Scouts when you were younger?
I grew up in the program, so I started with Daisies and went all the way up through age 18. This is my first year working with Girl Scouts of Alaska. Last year I worked with Girl Scouts overseas in Germany. And I've worked within various councils. I lead a Daisy troop where I go to school, so I'm very involved in Girl Scouts, and it's an organization I hold very dear to my heart.
What do you specifically like about it since you've been doing it for your whole life almost?
I think it came as a realization when I was, like, last year that everything where I realized, like, I really grew up and matured as an individual came from Girl Scouts, and all of my great opportunities in life were created because I had found them through the Girl Scouting organization, and I think that was a really impactful experience, and I want to be able to provide that for other girls.
What would you say you've learned through Girl Scouts that maybe people who aren't involved in the organization don't know about?
I've learned a lot of leadership skills, and I have a heart for service because I was involved in Girl Scouts. I think it really teaches you to give back to your community and to participate in community service, and I think that was probably the greatest thing I took away from it.
The week-long camp has a $40 suggested donation, but they will give any girl a scholarship who can't pay. The traveling camp has been going for 9 weeks already. Girl Scouts has already held camps in Ketchikan in Southeast. This coming week, they'll be in Sitka. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.
Now on the other side of the mountain.
Now on the other.